Spiegel and Holmes.
Will Perdue.
Let me interject for a second. Is Lawrence becoming the new Ted Cruz? When he goes, you know bad weather is coming? You guys are the back row, right? The blue collars.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Patriots had Gronk. And they had Aaron Hernandez.
Good guy.
Factually incorrect.
Oh, man. Oh, Lonnie. He didn't miss a beat. He doesn't. He didn't miss a beat with us yesterday. As Norv Turner called him, Jeff Hafley was texting him back. Angelico, the new offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, was on his phone. That man is still incredibly connected to the National Football League.
Yeah, so much so that in the middle of our conversation, unbeknownst to us, he started talking about a guy that he had helped set up for an interview with the Bears. Tanny, we got this?
Eric Studisville, who... I gave him his first opportunity at the Bears.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. His former Dolphins running back coach, yeah. But he was here doing quality control with you.
With me. And I talked to Eric a long time. He called me, and he has a good relationship with Ben because they were on the same staff together at the Dolphins.
Well, under Adam Gase.
Yeah, and when Ben got let go, Eric stayed on. So they have a relationship, and he's out now.
Yeah, in Studisville, Lawrence is a guy who, and listeners, is a guy who has hung around through multiple coaching changes in multiple spots. He's one of those guys.
He's good.
That people like.
He's smart. He's good. He's a lot of energy.
But not yet.
But
not yet. Maybe it's this Boston College kid.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't even know if Ben's considering him. I know they had conversations. You know, he's one of the guys. He would be on that short list that Lawrence is talking about. You know, you always got four or five guys, and you like to have somebody on the staff if that's possible. But if not, every coach got a little list that they can refer to quick.
And then by the time we got home from the show, we found out that the Bears were going to make him the new running backs coach.
This man has coached in the NFL for a long, long time, starting as a running backs coach with the Giants in 2001. Before that, he's with Dave Wannstedt here in quality control, but been a running back coach with the Giants, the Bills, the Broncos, the Dolphins, interim head coach with the Broncos after Josh McDaniels got fired, was a co-offensive coordinator for a year with the Dolphins. How about this? Marshawn Lynch, Willis McGahee, C.J. Anderson, and Raheem Mostert all got Pro Bowls while playing for Eric Studisville. 12 different running backs have surpassed 1,000 yards while playing for Eric Studisville.
And I texted Olin. I was like, hey, does this make sense to you? And he's like, that's a good dude, man. So you got the thumbs up from Olin on this, too.
And we'll talk to him tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I look forward to those kind of conversations. I'm curious as to how much the running backs coach gets in there with the blocking schemes, like how closely he works with the offensive line coach to say, my guy would be good if you guys did this, or this guy be good in this kind of pattern, etc.
I'm sure that there's conversation like that. Like, you find out what the strengths and weaknesses are of the players, and then you try to put them in the best possible situation to succeed. So I'm sure that goes on, although I don't think that it... I think that what ends up happening is that they say, here's the protection. Get your guy up to speed on how he's going to be able to protect. And if you can't, then he's not going to play.
Yeah.
Like, if he can't protect, he's not going to play.
But we know how much the synergy matters between the backs and the line. We learned it this year in our conversations with Matt Forte. Just incredible depth in the run game dissection. We got smarter doing that. So that'd be, you know, I look forward to it. So that's a hell of a hire. You know what I also don't know about Studisville? Has he got any sandpaper in his personality like Eric Bieniemy did?
You should text Wani.
I'm going to get right on that.
See, now you can act like Wani was acting yesterday.
Yeah, I'll not pay attention to us.
No, he was paying attention to us. He was doing the best that he could.
He really was. And then he locked in towards the end of that.
And it was great.
Oh, my God.
The stories that man has in his bag are unbelievable.
The realness about him and Jimmy Johnson going through a tough time in their friendship at Super Bowl week. Not hanging out, having beer and nachos. What'd you say, Alex, that Jimmy brought Wani back to Miami in part so he could have beer and nachos.
Yeah, that was the big thing that Jimmy put in his book, that his first year in Miami felt kind of lonely, didn't have the crew around. So Wani comes in and
with the Dolphins you're talking
about.
Yeah,
with the Dolphins.
An NFL staff hired for beer and nachos purposes.
Well, like we were saying, could you imagine, like, you know, the despair we feel when Wani goes down in Naples after the Bears season? We're not going to
totally
see him.
Get it.
And like, imagine Jimmy's like we'll at least be with Wani again, but Jimmy's like, I may never see him.
I may not see
like,
him
for
again.
Me, I don't get to pour the bourbon and pub mix. So.
Right. And hold the board.
Correct.
You know?
Those are important things to do. Let's talk some ball with Matt Hasselbeck.
Oh, I love it.
He's going to be on the show. We're going to talk about football and cholesterol next on The Score.
It's game night, Bulls fans.
To the rack, and he throws it down with a windmill right-handed slam.
Tonight, the Bulls road trip ends in Toronto against the Raptors. Pre-game at 6:15, tip-off at 6:30. On The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts.
Bulls win! What a ball game!
See Red Chicago.
This segment is sponsored by Jewel Osco.